Chapter 4. 2:40 p.m. Harry was exhausted from the trip to the hospital. Mom helped him change out of his blood-spattered pajamas and tucked him into bed. A minute later, he was asleep, with Nya curled up on his stomach. Ben was in the kitchen pouring some juice when Oji-san came in.
"How about a walk?" he said quietly.
"No thanks, Oji-san," Ben said with a tinge of guilt. "I'm kind of tired, too." Every day they'd been here, Oji-san had invited Ben to go exploring. And every day, Ben had thought of an excuse. Ben didn't want to see the pine forest where Dad used to play hide-and-seek, or the marina where Dad learned to fish. He didn't want to hear any of Oji-san's stories about Dad. Ben slinked out of the kitchen, avoiding Oji-san's eyes. He'd just stepped into the bedroom when Harry suddenly sat up. Harry had a dreamy look on his face. Ben wondered if he was fully awake.
"You know," he said softly, "I made it to the tippy top."
"Top of what?" Ben asked, sitting down next to Harry.
"The cherry tree," Harry answered. "Before I fell down, I made the wish, Ben. I made the wish."
His eyes were glowing. Before Ben could say anything, Nya suddenly jumped up and yowled. She stood there with her fur standing straight up, then started pushing against Harry's arm with her nose. It looked as if she wanted to roll Harry off the bed. Was the old cat going totally bonkers? And then there was a strange sound, a very deep rumbling. The glass of water on the dresser jiggled. At first, Ben thought it was fighter jets passing overhead, like at home when a squadron returned to the base. But the rumbling got louder and louder, and the bed began to shake.
"Ben!" Harry cried. "What is it?"
Dread rose up in Ben. Oji-san shouted from somewhere across the house.
"Ben! Harry! Jishin! Jishin!"
Ben didn't need to understand Japanese to know what Oji-san was saying. Earthquake. The shaking got stronger and stronger until Ben and Harry were bouncing up and down on the bed. Ben gripped Harry as hard as he could so they wouldn't fall off. It was as though they were rafting on a...